that the devil's workshop is idle hands. And so what Donald Trump is saying, look, his best answer is, I want to bring jobs. Let me do it for you. Best debate line. Democrats care about the inner city when it's election time. After election time, what do you get? Zero. What was her response? Quiet. Why? Because that is the truth. He told the unadulterated truth. And even though people don't want to hear the truth is bitter, but we have to swallow it. The Democratic Party I voted for over 20 years of my life. I voted for Barack Obama when he said he was going to bring hope and change. And yes, we can. And no, we didn't. The jobs didn't come. The better schools didn't come. The investment in our communities did not come. National security, our borders are open. We're not safe. We're not safe. And we've got to stop thinking as black and white and purple and Arab. We've got to start thinking as Americans. And that's what Donald Trump is saying. We're Americans. America first.
So do you think he won over people last night?
I do. I believe that people who are looking at the issues and not just emotionally voting, you know, based on, I don't like what he said, I don't like what he did. Neither candidate's perfect. But you've got to look at the candidate that is saying, look, jobs, national security, tougher immigration, education. We need to stop being screwed on these trade deals. We are getting screwed. Let's get people in there who know more about money that can fix this $19 trillion debt. That's what people have to be concerned with as Americans, not Democrat, not Republican, as Americans.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having
me. Pleasure to meet you.
Great again.
See, that makes people shut up. See how they told us, great to meet you, glad to see you, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because all that junk they try to make up, what I point out on that is this. She ignored the trash and got to the point.
Right.
When I grew up, my daddy was able to work a middle class job at General Motors, Ford, Airtran, Eastern Airlines, the post office, bringing a middle class salary to the home, and black folks lived a middle class life. They replaced work with welfare. Right. So now black folks are fighting to keep welfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the man is saying, you need jobs.
Yes.
They've taken and exported Ford plants, General Motors plants, Apple builds phones all over the world. While you listen to the Apple phone, it's built over in China,
yep.
Manufactured in China. If you want to buy an Apple, you build it over here in New Jersey, or build it down here in Suwanee, Georgia somewhere. If we want to buy your stuff, you build the stuff here. If you're an international corporation, you have a plant here for what we buy. That's the trade deals you need. You can have other plants worldwide, but you put three of them here. That's how you get people employed and you stop being a ward of the state. Forget all this stuff about the perverse stuff. The guy, if he ain't saved, he's going to do crazy stuff. We ain't interested in that. How do you get this black guy right here a job? So his family can be fed, he can drive a decent car and live in a decent house. Now we handle the spiritual things of life. We don't handle this other junk. That political junk is his stuff. We're dealing with saving souls. Now here's all you have to monitor. First of all, Isaiah chapter 3 verse 12, and secondarily, how much time is God allowing for this? Does he want to speed it up or slow it down? November 8th, you'll know if he sped it up or slowed it down. If he sped it up, I'm ready to go. If he slows it down, I'm still ready to go. I'm going to do what I'm doing, oblivious to what happens. Because they have no bearing on me and you. What it will do is give the sinner more time or less time. You see, they have no bearing on the church person. The sinner is more prone to be damned quicker with one candidate versus the other one. The other thing is 60 million babies dead. Abortion is a litmus test for your righteousness. If you can pull that lever for abortion, you ain't saved. You're not saved. Bottom line, you're not saved. 60 million babies dead in America since 1973. 1.5 billion babies dead over the last 50 years globally. Man, that's crazy to even think about supporting that. You align yourself with mass murder greater than the days of Hitler and Nazi Germany. And you call yourself a saint, you ain't no saint. That's a fact. Either stay out of it or vote for somebody who has at least a contingent of people to see it. Mike Pence, Donald Trump's running mate, at the at the debate, they asked him, what is your take on abortion? His response, Jeremiah 1:5. The Bible says God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew thee and ordained thee a prophet to the nations. He says, based on that, God foreknows life and he creates life from the womb. Therefore, I can't override the word of God. Life begins in the womb because God says that it does. Now, that guy's got to be around as Donald Trump's vice president. He said that publicly on a national debate. Now, see, there is a power at work here that wants globalism and the Antichrist system to come into play. Either God's going to slow them up, because it's going to come, because I just told you it is written. If he slows it up, he's giving the people grace to repent, to be saved. If he takes his hands off of it, that's God telling you and me, I'm through. You'll know in less than a month. What's today's date? 16. You probably got 2.5, 3 weeks to find out what God's decision is. Anywhere it goes, I'm really leaning towards speeding it up, but that's my take. I got to keep my flesh out of it. I'd rather just say, just man, let them in and let's just get this over with and get out of here. That's my personal input, but I try not to, you know, put my feelings into it. You know, Jezebel's enthroned. Ahab is the partner. I mean, it's the perfect Jezebel Ahab confab, because you got the same weak kneed, lust filled guy and an authoritative dictatorial woman. That's Jezebel and Ahab 101. So you say, okay, Elijah then must manifest if that's it. And I figured, let's go with that. But I'm not God. I can't make the call. What we are going to do here is this. October 30th through November 8th, we're going to fast for 10 days. That's going to be able to incorporate Halloween with the fast. So we'll knock out 2 birds with 1 stone. We're going to seek God every day. And every day, I want people to confess Isaiah 3:12 before God. Every day, Isaiah 3:12, that's his word. As you have written in your word, Isaiah 3:12 says, and just tell him, every day for 10 days, we're going on a fast and not praying for anything explicitly, but for one thing, for the will of God to be done. We're binding the devil. Witchcraft, because witches have come together and said, we're going to forecast telepathic power to control this election and undermine Donald Trump. We're going to come against him with spiritual force. Well, we'll meet and greet you there. Let's see who God is. If your God, the devil, is more powerful than our God, then we'll see. We're going to determine this on the battlefield of the spirits. Let's go out here and see just who this God is. But you got to sanctify yourself. You got to cleanse your, the Bible says, cleanse your hands, you double-minded. You better get everything off of you and out of you that's double-minded to engage in this. Because you see that even now the devil is already ruffling the leaves, trying to stir up stuff, trying to attack Wesley, trying to undermine folk, trying to destroy folk. You know, I think today Emmanuel's car broke down the side of the road, just in the shop, went Friday being serviced, and it's shutting off on the side of the road driving over here. The devil is activated. Activated. So if you got to fight fire with fire, the spirit power is what we need. Forget this Facebook dribble. That's a better name for it than Facebook. Spacebook for space heads. Forget Facebook and all this dribble on Facebook. Man, lock yourself away with God and get some power, some Holy Ghost power. We're now going to an upper room type existence, provoking God to pour out the Holy Ghost. Because no matter how it goes down, if he leaves some time to get to these folks or he speeds it up, we still got to be full of the Holy Ghost. See, we're not really in it like that as far as having a pony in the race looking for Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal. I don't care about none of that junk. You can't get me involved in politics because I don't care. I'll vote as God leads me to vote. I know what I can't vote for. If he tells me not to vote at all, I won't. If it tells me to vote a certain way, I will. But I know what I can't do because the word of God has already eliminated that choice. That's impossible. If you're a saint of God, you've got choices eliminated by the word of God all by itself. You know God is not going to govern you and authorize you to vote for killing babies. You know God is not behind homosexual marriages, but both tickets support lesbianism and homosexuality. So therefore, you got to govern yourself accordingly to see what is God's mind. You also remember this. Nebuchadnezzar was called the servant of God. Darius was the servant of God. Cyrus was the servant of God. All of these are heathen kings. So God's will can be slowed or quickened based on him working even in the midst of heathens. So you got to be able to know that and see what he's about. You're not in any way from the scriptures commanded to vote. Can't nobody show you that in the Bible. There's no command to vote. But don't let the manipulations of witchcraft over the media influence your thinking. All of this is witchcraft. They're trying to make you think a certain way. You got to get your mind free from CNN and Fox and ABC, NBC, CBS, Times, the New York Times, the New York Post. Don't read that junk. Don't let it influence you. Go into a secluded place with God and get the mind of God and come back out and do what he tells you to do. The primary thing is to get the Holy Ghost, because no matter how it turns out, one thing you know, just like Jesus did when he came on the scene in Luke chapter 4, he's about to close the book. Once the prophecies are fulfilled, he's going to close the book. And however you are and wherever you are at that time, that's where you're going to be and that's where you're headed. You're going to see God manifest himself through the power of the Holy Ghost. The only question that remains is, will I be available for him to pour the Holy Ghost into me? Man, black people have been bathed in welfare, food stamps, and Section 8. Until now, they're looking for a free governmental handout. And that doesn't even exist, because governments provide money based on the working people who put into the government through taxes. You're not getting anything free from the government. You're getting the benefits of another man's labor. Food stamps and welfare and Section 8 ain't free. Another man worked to support you. And you don't feel nothing about using another man's labor, the sweat of his brow. Guys out there tying steel on skyscrapers, running bulldozers, digging ditches, laying electrical lines. Women working like dogs in different places as maids, and working in hotels cleaning them and scrubbing floors and all this stuff. And you sitting back somewhere fat, dumb, and happy looking for a welfare check, talking about the government. Ain't no government. Somebody worked to provide this.
Glory to God.
And you with your able-bodied butt sitting back dropping babies one after another and getting the benefits of another person's labor and feeling mad about it. Right. Talking about, well, who going to feed my kids? Who had the kids?
Thank you.
You see how crazy that is? How am I supposed to eat? Where am I supposed to live? How am I supposed to survive? How am I supposed to survive? I'm looking at you saying, okay, well, I need you to help me. You see how crazy it is? Why is everything flowing into you? With 6, 7, 8 kids by 6, 7, or 8 guys. That is the very definition of insanity. You've lost your mind. And now you feel put out and feel like somebody's talking about you and I'm not black enough for you. What black people need? What black people need is to get off of their butts and get an economic supercharge to get into school, sit your butt in front of those calculus problems, sit in front of that English test, sit in front of that history test, and get yourself an education to make yourself marketable. That's what the real, get a haircut, get all that junk off of you, all that war paint covered in tattoos, and all this junk you got all over yourself. Come, I want a job. Looking like Ignatz, the creature from the Black Lagoon. Looking like, that's crazy. Look how you walking in the front door. A black person wouldn't even hire you. Don't let black people fool you. A lot of black folk don't fool around with other black folk, because they're scared of you. How you going to walk around looking like this, acting like this, totally irate and angry all the time, and think somebody wants to deal with you? You walk into some places and some people just angry at you. And you're supposed to be a person coming for service. And they talking to you mad at you. Hold it. I'm coming here looking for customer service. Well, you ain't going to get none from me. You see this? Look, I bought this here. I don't care what you bought. And just crazy. Irate and mad at everybody because they're mad about their lot in life. Why, you should have been using seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years to do what? Invest in yourself for a harvest later. You sacrifice from 17 to 23 to enjoy the fruits of your labor later. Instead of making $7.25 an hour, you're making $85,000 a year. And you can walk around all right because I put in the effort early and I reap the benefits later. Like I told young Ashley sitting here the other day, she getting her master's degree in epidemiology, which is the study of diseases and stuff. I looked it up later, you know. But she getting a master's degree, 4.0 average all the way through college. Georgia Southern, which ain't no joke school. Why should she have to arrest herself and downgrade her expectations based on other folks not wanting anything in life? Girl, take your vacation every year. Be down in Cancun and Jamaica and over in the Cayman Islands and Aruba and down to Jamaica. Jet over to Antigua and do what you got to do. Live. Go to Paris if you want to. Girl, live. What you going to downgrade you for because somebody else sitting somewhere smoking dope and drinking liquor and looking at porn and living the life of a dog, but you burned the midnight oil. You paid a price to get where you are. It's nothing worse than to see these young women downgrading themselves to accommodate some bum because they're so lonely, got to have anybody, so they settle for this drag. They even try to act dumb and don't get an education because they tied themselves to this dumbed-down bum, and he's intimidated with me because I have a degree, so I'm not going to finish school because Larry will be intimidated by me, and I don't want to lose him. Are you for real? Now you laid up in somebody's stank apartment with a dresser, two shoes, and a broken down blanket on the floor just to accommodate this bum you with. And the dresser about to fall apart. It's contaminated with termites. Old beat up car leaning to the left when you're driving. Everybody in the car lean. And it's got some kind of, the tires make you just. Where y'all going? To the store with these food stamps. We got about $40 left. We're going to try to get us some milk and some bread and maybe some peanut butter. And we're going to try to make it to next week when our food stamps come back in again. Why did you settle for this? Girl, you was in the 10th grade. You had a 3.9 average on your way. You was shaking and moving. Everybody had you marked to be the valedictorian. We thought you was top of the line. Had you planned to get several scholarship offers to go to school. We knew you were going to be top of the line. And here you are bathing your soul with Trina, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna, and sinking in this mud pit of depravity because you did not maximize your potential. Downgrading yourself to fit in with these boobs going nowhere fast. Don't make any apologies. I'm going to tell you out loud, for black people especially, there's a fork in the road. And leave them behind. See, that intimidates people when I say, like, that's no love. That's not Jesus. You can't help nobody. Both of y'all in quicksand. I'm in the Atlantic. Dan in the Atlantic, both of us sinking, and Dan yelling, "Price, save me." That's pretty stupid, ain't it? Me and him both, "Price, save me." We in 3,000 feet of water, 25 miles away from land. "Price, save me, save me." I'm going to say, "Dan, nothing I can do, bro." The thing that we're going to be gurgling and looking at sharks swim around us about 3 feet under, we're going to turn to 8 feet, 10 feet, belly of the whale. Because, see, there's nothing you can do with somebody the same state you're in. Somebody got to get a boat. Somebody got to get on solid ground to throw in a life preserver. Don't make apologies about advancement. If you want to help black people, you got to transcend the state and plight of black people. Then you might be able to save a few out of the plight. You can be a mentor to a young man in the 9th grade and bring him through high school. You one guy, maybe you can mentor two or three guys and save those two or three that you can handle. and that's the best you can do. So you can't get involved in trying to be God to the people. You got to do what you can do as the Holy Ghost leads you, and that's the match you can do. It's a fork in the road. You sitting in school right now as a black young man or woman, get your lessons, get your schoolwork. Let your friends laugh at you and call you square and lame and all that stuff. It's funny when you're 17 and they laughing in the 12th grade. But in 5 years when you're out of school and you're working for an institution making $75,000, $80,000 a year and they somewhere flipping burgers for a 7 1/4. He that laughs last, laughs best. I was lame and I was a square. But hey, I made it through. Like the song says, I made it through. That's what you got to do for you. You got to get with God as an individual. This is not a collective group journey. You got to get with God. Say, God, I'm going to discipline myself. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to focus. I'm going to maximize my potential in God. I want what's mine, just like Caleb. And you can't feel any way about other folks. Stop trying to feel like you owe somebody something. He told you, owe no man nothing but to love him. Owe no man nothing but to love him. That's it. People try to make you obligated to downgrade yourself because you think you, hey, look, I don't think nothing. You think that about me. I'm focused on the Lord and I want everything the Lord has for me. You won't even come to the Lord to begin the journey. Why are you going to let a sinner bring you down up with their evaluation of you? This ain't pretty, y'all, but he's closing the book. The next few weeks is going to be volatile. They're going to begin to turn the heat up to high levels of intensity, trying to strike your mind with all this stuff. My counsel is to back out all the way out. Don't even know what's being said. Turn the TV off. Turn your computer off. Turn off everything. Get with God. However it turns out, you'll hear about it, but don't let that distract you. You're full of the Holy Ghost, and I'm going down to Capernaum about 3 o'clock. All I know is I'm supposed to be in Capernaum. See how Jesus' schedule was? All I know, I'm scheduled to be in Capernaum. Where you headed? Gadara. I got to be at Gadara about 2:15. He wasn't even conscious of the environment. That's Holy Ghost living, man. You're like the wind. He says he blows you around. Wherever the wind lists it, that's where it goes. You're not conscious of this because this is all a fabricated virtual matrix. All the folks you see as players on the stage right now, they're all going to, Beyonce going to die. Jay-Z going to die. You've seen Prince go. Michael Jackson's gone. Whitney Houston gone. Luther Vandross gone. Elvis is gone. The Beatles. John Lennon gone. They go away. Everybody goes away. All the presidents gone. They mattered while they were president. They're gone. Nixon is gone. I am not a crook. Everybody goes. It can't matter because the players on any given stage on any given day, they go away. The two candidates this year, both are 70 years old almost. They won't be around. It don't matter. They're not eternal.
Right.
Why would you lock up into this? Man, it's time to get full of the Holy Ghost. You want to really make the devil mad? Do what I'm saying. Just forget it all and get full of the Holy Ghost. That's when that joker really gets mad. One thing the devil hates as a rejected spirit is you ignoring him. I don't care nothing about you. That's why Jesus kept saying, it is written. He was undermining everything the devil said with it is written. The devil hates that. You're gonna disavow me talking about what's written. I can't stand you. Till he had to go and God knew he'd kill him. He had to kill him because he was jealous of him. Everything in the devil. Now you got to notice about him. I'm gonna say this the last thing. Everything about the devil is generated by the fact that in heaven, as a cherubim leading praise, he became jealous of Jesus. That's what empowered him. God hid the Son of God in a baby boy so the devil couldn't pick him out. But in heaven, he fixated on Jesus. That was the problem. It wasn't the Father. It wasn't the Holy Ghost. I don't like him governing all of us. He's the Lord of all creation. he was envious of him. Why does he have to tell us what to do? He became fixated on Jesus. That's what's driving him to this very day. The word of God. And when you say it is written, he takes it personal because he knows you are submitted to the word of God. He hates. He hates the person, the word of God. It's personal with the devil. It's in him. It's because of envy, the Bible says, that crucified Jesus. He hates his position. He hates the fact he's the Son of God. Not conscious of the fact he's a creature that Jesus created. And the creature has envied the creator. Remember, God the Father thinks it, plans it, plots it. Jesus speaks it. The Holy Ghost performs it. He envies the Lord of all creation. Jesus is Lord. The daily governance of God's kingdom is committed to Jesus. That's the one that the fallen angel hates. And when you get full of the Holy Ghost, you're getting full of Christ, Jesus Christ. He'll hate you as a manifested son. The same envy he has for Jesus will transfer to you as the body of Jesus. You're the body of the anointed one. He hates you because he hates your head. Man, this thing is perfectly logical. It's personal. The devil hates you as you submit to Jesus, the person, Jesus Christ. You got to know that so you'll understand why people vent on you so badly down here. It ain't you. The devils in them hate Jesus. And you have complete obedience to him. You don't compromise one inch. Jesus is Lord of all. One of the banners we want to fly over Dunamis Tabernacle is Jesus is Lord of all. Under that logo, that's what we're going to ride. Going to ride with. Jesus is Lord of all. We'll add all flesh. All of you that come through here. Jesus is your Lord. Well, I like this. I love this.
Right.
I don't see why people don't like it. I like it. When they fuming at me. I don't get mad. That fuels you, man. I love that. They just give me more. You in my face yelling at me, cursing at me now. I love that, man. That give you more, man. I was quiet. I didn't even feel like doing this until you started that. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of trying to get some sleep or something, but you started cussing at me, yelling at me, calling me names, calling me a false prophet and a cult member and all that. Oh, man. That triggered something now, man, you know. Like, you know, you ain't going to fight a guy until he slap you. You know, if I'm sitting in the dorm, but you know, and Jerry is sitting there, he all right. Pow! Man, what's wrong with you? That's why God let the devil do that to you.
Right.
God let the devil just, hey, man, what's wrong with you, man? Hey, man, you scared, man? You sensitive? And God is looking at you like, you gonna take that? And you talking about God do something? You know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that.
Amen.
Why are you taking that, man? What's wrong with you?
To God.
The devil is spitting in your face. Spit running all down your face. All on all his towel, on his clothes. And God looks at you like, you gonna take that, man? And you just sitting there taking it. God, you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, please. What? I gave you weapons of warfare to not call them. What you doing? Why are you taking it? God let the devil push you until you stand up and fight. And folks, they're begging, pleading God, crying to God. He's not going to do one thing. He said 2,000 years ago, it is finished. He's sitting on that throne. He ain't getting up no more till he's coming back. Now he's saying, you, what's the deal? I have overcome and won the victory. Now you must enforce it.
Right.
He won the victory, but you must enforce it. And if you don't, you're going to be a victim of the devil, and God's not going to do one thing for you. No, not one. That's why you cross the river and get full of the Holy Ghost. Because if it's going to be fought, I'm going to fight it, and I'm going to win it. To the victor belongs the spoils. If you would, stand to your feet, please. If you keep taking it, the devil's going to keep dishing it out. The book is about to be closed. A wrap-up is occurring in real time. Putin is rattling sabers right now in the Middle East, in Syria. calling the Russians back home because the third world war might be imminent, which may be nuclear. This thing could jump off a thousand different ways globally, man. This thing could ignite. And when it begins to ignite, I'm reverting to Nero. Finding myself a good violin. I think my wife got an old used violin she used to play when she was in the orchestra back at high school. I'm going to the basement, find that violin, go on the back porch, and stand at attention and just can't even play. Whatever comes out, that's what. As Rome burns, I pledge allegiance to all kings. And some kids have some kind of English song you're singing or something, something to the queen or something, you know. And everybody's gonna be, hey, watch them jump around. Watch out for the talk bit, you get scary. You heard what's happening in New York? You heard about that explosion? You heard? I pledge allegiance to the queen and all the glory. Are you crazy? The world has been destroyed. It's your world.
Right.
Not mine. I'm not trying to maintain it. I could kill this. Nero played that fiddle as Rome burned. This is not our world. This is not our home. We're looking for a city whose builder, maker, and God. You don't even belong here. You're just a wayfaring man. I'm just passing through. We need to get full of the Holy Ghost. Father, right now we thank you, God, that your power is always present to fill those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. God, election cycles come and go. It's been other elections. It don't make any difference. Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. The plan of God marches on because the Bible says at the end of time you'll have a church without a spot nor a blemish. You're going to have a church. You're going to have a purified bride. Everything is working together for good to those of us who love you and are called according to your purpose. There's nothing the devil can really do to anybody. It speeds up or slows down at your discretion. You tap the brakes, you slow it down. You hit the accelerator, you speed it up. God, it's time to find some remnant people that mean business. I'm not going for the distractions. I don't care about politics. I don't care about candidates. I don't care about what they said 10, 15 years ago. I could care less. It has no bearing on me. I'm here to do an end time job, bring up the remnant and bring them out. Load this ark, search the hearts of people who are those called to be on the ark, close the ark, put that pitch around the doors of the ark to make it watertight, and let the flood come. God, once the ark is sealed, nobody gets on. 8 souls. And 8 is the number of eternity. It's fulfilled with eternal souls, people who are bound for eternity. God, it's time to bring this to a culmination. This thing's got to come to a head. Outside of our control, we see this thing coming to a head. Turmoil in the Middle East. All this calamity. Wars and rumors of wars. All these natural disasters. You let a hurricane skim along the coast of the country, but then come on shore. That may be given time. He might have mercy on this thing. You never know. Hurricane looking like a skull on the radar. A messenger of death, but it didn't come on shore. God, this thing here is real. We're dealing with spiritual forces now. Spiritual powers are at play. Folk don't come over here by the thousands because they're terrified. It's a tribulation happening in the souls of men. The spirit of man is tribulating. Because he sees the climax of the ages and he's getting afraid of it. But God, the Bible says, those at the end of time who are strong and know their God will be capable of doing exploits, supernatural wonders. It's time to go supersonic. It's time to leave this world behind and now to move up to higher ground. We're outside the realm of hearing messages now. Sermons and preaching. We're past that this time, buddy. This past hearing a message and going through church services and all this stuff, Wednesday night Bible studies, it's time for boots on the ground. Now, we got to have some interdimensional warriors because they've come across by the millions. They're pouring across this continental divide. They're pouring across these portals and coming in heavy. So everything we do, God, has to be orchestrated by a diminished heart. What do I mean by that? I mean, hey, I got to decrease. To allow God to increase, to allow the Holy Ghost to move, I got to decrease. When confronted with the devil, like we just talked about with Jerry, pushed around, that means, okay, it's time for me to decrease totally. I see now that I can't save a person through verbiage and philosophy. I see that the human heart has been made into a cold, dead place that won't hear anything anybody says. They respond with arguments and philosophies and all kinds of name calling when you give them the gospel. Now that tells me the heart has been sealed. That no man can penetrate it. Nobody's words can get through now. Nobody can argue or debate to change your mind. Your husband and wife and friends and family members cannot hear you because they've been sealed up, headed toward reprobation. But God, you said it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He says, look, is there anything too hard for me? It's time for God to come on the scene, who's able to penetrate the granite inside of a person's heart. They have been sealed up in unrighteousness. The Bible calls it a hardened heart. Harden not your heart like they did in the days of provocation, and they provoked me to wrath. God is plain to see. We put this thing into practice. We've tried to talk to them. They can't hear it. They can't hear it. They can't process it. They find all these excuses and come up with counter arguments and debates and try to make their little points and call us names and call us fanatical, call us crazy, tell us we're losing our minds. You're in a cult. That's a demon that's got them sealed up in their own damnation, fighting for their damnation. And they have made what the Bible calls a covenant with death. You've cut a covenant with death. You are in agreement with death. Your own death. You're committing suicide and arguing against the person that's trying to set you free. Arguing against the person that's trying to liberate you. God, in the name of Jesus. 10 days, October 30th through November 8th, we are coming in this thing. Midnight, October 8th is my birthday. It's on the 9th. Hey, we got to come into a newness of life. This thing got to be a changer. Man, midnight that night is another year for me. It's time to move on. It's time to fast out to enter in. The Bible says you humble your soul with fasting. You got to break down to rise up. You got to move into another dimension now. It's clear that they cannot hear us. We're yelling this microphone every week over this live stream. The vast majority of them can listen but not hear. They can look, but not participate. They are sealed up by the devil in a non-participatory, inactive state that they lay there docile, unable to move. People in this city tune in every week, can't make one step toward this place. Why? The devil has them bound and chained up in their minds. They're really terrified, knowing the times and the seasons have come, knowing the days of fulfillment have arrived, knowing that the devil is doing something this time that's outside of the scope of the human race. This thing is metaphysical this time. It's interdimensional. It's a supernatural thing, a thing orchestrated by spirit beings, an extraterrestrial invasion, and people are terrified of it. They're trying to scurry around and find another way. Go to church, go to a Bible study, go to some kind of a meeting, some kind of a gathering, some kind of revival meeting. Go to my mama's church, my grandmama's church. Go somewhere to find some kind of a peace for my soul, to give me a pseudo make-believe kind of a peace inside to tell myself, oh, it's all right, but it ain't all right. Not this time, buddy. It's not all right. This time, you're dealing with the real thing. This ain't your mama's church. This is not your grandmama's church. This is not the church you came from. Now this time, the spirit world is open, and it's a real conflict. God has armed us for this time. You were born at this time for a reason. You were born in order to incorporate you in the battle, but you got to present your body as a living sacrifice. You got to put yourself on the line. You got to be willing to die in order to live. If you hold on to your life, you will lose your life. If you lose your life, you'll find your real life. You got to let go of your head knowledge to find the power of the spirit in your belly. Out of your belly, there's a kingdom that's trying to break forth. This thing wants to break forth. It wants to come forth and live. The Holy Ghost wants to live. He wants to express himself. He's being pent up. This thing is churning, man. It's churning like a river. But it can't break out because it's dammed up. That water is dammed up by flesh. It's dammed up by media presentations. It's dammed up because you spend too much time talking to folks about it. It's dammed up because you cast your pearls before swine. It's dammed up because you're finding yourself in unfruitful works. It's dammed up because you're spending too much time with the people and not enough time with God. You call it ministry, but in fact it's idolatry. I'm making idolatry ministry. I'm spending more time with people than God. I'm idolizing trying to save people. He's not looking for you to save nobody. He's looking for you to be a witness. He's looking for you to be available. He don't look for ability. He needs availability. He don't need you to save nobody. He can save everybody he wants to save all by himself. No man can come to God unless the Spirit first draw him. He don't need nobody to save anybody. That's an idol. You call the work of God a work done by God, when in fact it's our own personal idolatry, trying to do things that he didn't call us to do. God, it's time to get a person that is dead to every nuance of the flesh. Every vestige of the flesh must be destroyed for you to live. Even the good works, it's a knowledge of good and evil that does it. It ain't just evil. I know about good and evil, and it's all idolatry. Whether it be good or evil, it's both the same. I got to have a God work, not a good work. God, raise up a different breed. Raise up the new breed. Raise up those that will go for real. Break these spinal shackles that captivate people's souls. These things that are binding them, especially those religious spirits. God, condemn that sin in the flesh. Destroy those yokes. Shake up the church. I pray you shake up the church. Shake everything that can be shaken, that only that which remains that cannot be shaken. Get rid of fear off of people. People are just bound with fear. They're really afraid. Fear has torment. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Break these shackles of fear. Fear is not normal, it's inordinate. Break the shackles of fear. What are we afraid of? Fear doesn't have a reasonable reason to be afraid. What are we afraid of? I'm a spirit. The devil's a spirit. Demons are spirit. Angels are spirits. God is a spirit. What am I afraid of? I'm just like everybody else here. Devil woofing and blowing and yelling and screaming as if he's all that. Notice how boldly the spiritual demonic people get in your face, and they're bold with what they're doing. And the church is afraid. What are we afraid of? The God with us is more powerful than the God with them. We got to have a change of mind and point of view. See what it is, God, they have such grandiose productions. They're on TV. They got big screens. They got loud microphones. They got thousands of people in auditoriums cheering and yelling. So we think this is so powerful. Who would dare stand up against this? Man, one man with God is more powerful than 10 million people without God. One can send 1,000 to flight. Two can send 10,000 fleeing. Three, 100,000. Four, 1 million. Five. 10 million, 6, 100 million. This thing is a geometric power that, hey, one person can destroy a whole city block. This is power. We got to have the Holy Ghost rise up, God. Rise up in Jesus' name and conquer the adversary. Pray this prayer with me, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I present my body as a living sacrifice. I'm not following anybody. I'm not going with anybody. If the job's going to be done, I'll do it myself. This time, I will be responsible and accountable. I'll have to fast and pray my way in to a new me. Now endow that new me with power from on high. They got in the upper room. And they prayed through. And they got a breakthrough. The Holy Ghost flooded that room. And they descended those stairs in the power of the Spirit. Let that same power come upon me. This is the real gospel.
This is the real power.
It's not by my might, nor by my power. It's by your Spirit. The Holy Ghost. God. Send that latter rain
on me.
Send the power of the Holy Ghost
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, right now, God, in Jesus' name, I pray for the power of the Holy Ghost to come by the way of live stream, to come here on these gathered here today. Let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon them. Endow them with power from on high. Endow all of us with power from on high. God, bring the spirit man up into 100% activity. God, make this thing frenetic in us. God, bring us alive totally. Stir up this power within us. In Jesus' name, stir him up until he's activated, coming into full power. Stir up, God, whatever's lacking in us. Stir up everything that's having us dead and not fully alive. Stir up the gifts. Stir up everything, God, that's not like flesh. Stir up Christ to full stature. Stir up the mind of Christ. Stir up the anointing of Christ. Stir up this power in Jesus' name. Stir him up. Stir him up. Stir him up. God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. God, what you placed in her years ago, stir that power up into Jesus' name. Stir him up to full stature. Stir him up until the Holy Ghost permeates her. Stir him up until there's a saturation of the latter rain. Stir him up. Jesus' name. Every chain, break it. Every yoke, loose it in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, he's a liar. I'm not selling for anything. Stir up this gift in her, God. Stir it up in the name of Jesus. Stir up, God, what's in her. Stir it up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stir it up. Bring this power up to full stature in Jesus' name. Stir her up. Stir her up. Stir her up. Stir her up. Stir her up in the name of Jesus. Stir her up in the name of Jesus. Stir her up. 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 Take her up higher. 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 In the name of Jesus. Break forth, God. Break forth. New wine. A new wine vessel. Jesus' name. Use her voice. Use her. Send her. Break up out of here. Break out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. We need vessels. Come on. Come on. Come on. You just trying to hold her back. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Break forth. Break forth. Break forth. Out of her belly, there flows a river of living water. Come on. Come on. Jesus. Too many souls to save. Too many hearts broken. Too many wounded people. All these young girls walking around dead.
Man, it's time to fend some vessels out here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. All these limitations, come on.
Break in the name of Jesus. Break. Loose in the name of Jesus.
Been holding her back from a child. The devil is a liar. 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 Man, there's a whole nother personality down here. There's a whole nother you. Man, liberate this girl. Liberate this girl in Jesus' name. Liberate her. You that came on as a child, we break those shackles on her. It's time to maximize her potential. Maximize her in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Everything in the way. Get out of the way in Jesus' name. Get out of the way.
Go in the name of Jesus.
Bad self-image. A bad self-image. Fear. Doubt. Unbelief. Get out of the way. Sexual perversion. Seduction. The Jezebel spirit. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Jezebel. Witchcraft. Loose her right now and let her go. Loose her. Let her go. Soul ties with old sexual partners. Loose her right now. Any man she's joined herself to, I break those ties to those men. I break those ties. You try to live through her. False personalities. I break those ties. Multiple personalities. I break those ties. Loose her right now in Jesus' name. Boys in high school. Boys in formative years, I break those ties. All acts of sexual perversion, I break those yokes. Break those yokes. Come up out of there. Come up out of there. Talking about she's unclean. You are unclean lie. Get up out of there.
Come out.
Get up out of there.
Come out.
Who the Lord has set free is free indeed, in Jesus' name. Get up out of there. Things from her heritage, her daddy, her mama, every yoke from her aunts and all the relatives. She's not your captive. She's not your slave. Loose her right now. You don't want her to join to her husband. You want to keep her separate from her husband. I break that power right now. That old man she used to be with that says you'll never marry somebody else. You're my property. I break that yoke. Break that yoke.
Break you in the name of Jesus.
Still got your picture. Still got memories of you. Still joined to you. You'll never marry him. I break that yoke. Break that yoke. Soul ties. Break that yoke.
In the name of Jesus. Drive you out.
Break that yoke.
Break Jesus' name.
Break that yoke.
Lord, rebuke me.
Break that yoke. Soul ties. Soul ties. Can't receive the Holy Ghost. Call these other ghosts trying to live inside of me. Get these other breaths out of here. Get these other demons out of here. Get out of here. This insane spirit.
Yes,
get on somewhere. Get out of here.
Of Jesus.
That witchcraft. Oh, Jezebel spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
Get out of here in the name of Jesus.
In the name Jesus. Of Jesus.
I loose her from that bondage right now.
In Jesus.
Perverse spirits.
Yes.
Perverse sexual spirits.
Yes.
Loose her right now in Jesus' name.
Loose her right now in Jesus' name. Loose her right now in Jesus' name. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Right now, God, I pray for him for a heavy anointing to come on his life right now in the name of Jesus. No more fooling around with this thing. It's time to elevate him now, right now in the name of Jesus. God, break every tie, every shackle, all mental ascension. We disintegrate it right now. God, send your power and your word and break every yoke on his life in the name of Jesus. This thing is more than a notion. We need activation and power. 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 Dunamis power. Jesus' name. Activate him. Activate him. Activate him. Activate him. Activate him. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Activate her, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name, out of her belly, there flows a river of living water. Everything in the way, you got to get out the way. In the name of Jesus. We're not doing this by the works of man. We're looking for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. God, every religious yoke on her, any religious spirit that's tried to bind her, I break that yoke to those religions. I break those yokes to personalities. I break those yokes to preachers. I break those yokes to a mama, to a grandmama, to sisters, to anybody trying to put a yoke around her neck. Turn her loose of her. Turn her loose of her. Turn her loose of her. And God, fill her with the Holy Ghost and power. All religious entities that try to bind her, you got to loose her right now in Jesus' name. Break all yokes. Break all yokes. Bring her to another place, God. I don't care where she came from. I don't care what she's been through. Anything trying to wrap around her. You got to let her go in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, break through any yokes. Break through any yokes. It's a new day. We got a real adversary now. There's a real devil down here. And he got to be stopped. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. God, bring peace to a mind. God, bring her to a place whereby this thing is more than just a notion. Well, this thing takes hold on her for real. And that you, God, reveal yourself to in a real way, a supernatural way that transcends time and space. God, churchianity and religion and all this stuff down here, lift her above all that stuff that she might know you for real. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All this stuff wrapped around everybody. God, it's time to move on to higher ground. In Jesus' name. God, we need the Holy Ghost to pour out on all flesh so we can engage the enemy once and for all and set these captives free. There is in us a treasure down in the human heart that has to be dug for, mined for, and tapped into. It's a treasure, the Holy Ghost, God. It's time to search and seek until he is available on the scene to do the job. And we'll give the praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. This is going to wrap up here shortly, and be assured that when it wraps up, he will close the book once and for all, and the end of the age would have come. It's time to make preparations for then, now. You see the thing is changing in the environment. You can play for a long time, but when it gets real, what will you do? When it's really happening this time for real, what will you do? When the Antichrist is really coming to power, and all bets are off and nobody can play anymore. Amen. This thing going to be a quantum change. It's going to be a paradigm shift. You got to be making your call and election sure now for then. Yes. It's real. Father, we thank you for this time. We ask you, God, to give these people freedom and liberty to see and know. Yes, Lord. Religion won't do it this time. Going through the motions won't do it this time. Knowing a bunch of church stuff ain't going to make it this time. This thing is real. And we got to have a visitation from heaven. God, do it for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's going to wrap it up for this week. If you're not saved, get saved. Get saved and get saved now. Make sure you contribute to Dunamis Tabernacle, www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Also, remember the prayer line every night, 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Available every night, 7 nights a week. It's time to move on to higher ground. Stop hanging around this mess down here. We got to move on. It's time to do so. Stay safe, stay saved, and stay out of the matrix in Jesus' name. See you back here next week, and be blessed and have a good week. Amen.